Officer Trouty, as far as the Mitt Romney article, I was asked by a reporter if there were people that were anti-Romney in the state. I've gotten probably 500 to 1,000 emails for and against Mitt Romney's candidacy. The question was asked, are there people that are opposed to his candidacy? I said, sure, there are. There are a lot. They said, what are they saying? And I said, well, they're saying stuff like he's a carpetbagger, he doesn't live here, he's this, he's that. Those were all attributed to me. Since that point, I have not answered a single phone call from the Salt Lake Tribune. Okay, I didn't retract those statements. I never made those statements to begin with. Okay, I would never poke a bear with a stick with peanut butter and jelly slathered all across my face. It really was a gross mischaracterization, and I don't know if Mitt will forgive me. The governor sat down and met with me, and I said, Governor, I'm an honorable man. If you want my resignation, I will tender it today, right now, for those comments. And he didn't ask for those. So I did talk to the governor and smooth things over with him and apologize for that. And Courtney Tanner is her name, by the way. So Salt Lake Tribune and Courtney Tanner should call you. Don't answer.
I hoped I didn't have to do this, but I also received a call from Courtney Tanner regarding this meeting. And I told her I didn't want to address any of the information that she was asking about these bylaws. And in that conversation, towards the end, I said, I need to ask you a question because a man's reputation is at stake here. And I asked her if you did indeed make those comments. And she said you did. Now, she could just be saying whatever and recognizing that happens. She stated she has a recording of it, and she also stated that you spoke in the first person, and you just said that you didn't acknowledge that there. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but I told her that if that's the case, she needs to apologize. And so I tried to go to bat for you on that one. And when I said, the man's reputation is at stake, and I believe this body deserves the truth, whether you should be cleared from this body or whether you should be censured. It's one of the two. And so I requested that they solve that for themselves and issue an apology, but they are standing by their statement and they have a recording of the conversation. So I want to make you aware of that.